We are learning Mesechtas Gittin Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting on top of the Amud from the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hoysei Medes Al Reish Agag. The Isha is standing on top of the roof. Vezarkula, and the husband threw her a get. Kimin Sheagia La Ave Agag. Once the get reaches the ear space of the roof, Harezu Megareshes. She's Megareshes, and we'll see later on in the Gemara whose roof was this. Was this hers or the husband's? The opposite case, who mil maila, the husband's on top of the roof, vihimumata, and she's in the bottom on the courtyard in the chatzar, vizarkula, and he threw her a get, kimin shayotam, just gag, and once left, there was just gag, nimcha got erased, anisif got burnt, harezim megareshes, she's megareshes. Basically, Amish is teaching us that if she's standing on the gag and it reaches the airspace of the gag, then she's megareshes, if you're throwing it from the chatzar to the gag. If he is throwing it from the gag, from the roof to the chatzar, once it reaches the airspace of the chatzar, she is megareshes, and even if it gets burned before it lands, the loch is, she's megareshes, because once it entered the airspace of the chatzar, there's a kinyan, and therefore she's kinyan, she has to get it ready. It's not watched. And Rashi learns that the Gemara's question is that Chari need Avir Shasei for the Nuach. And here, even when it reaches the airspace of the roof, since it's very windy, it could blow away. What's protecting from blowing away? So it's not called Shasei for the Nuach. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. And the Rishonim and the Achronim handle, like what happened to the problem of Mishtameris, they're saying maybe it was Mishtamer, but there's another problem. Even if it's Mishtamer, it can be stolen, but Lamaisa, it could blow away. So it's not Seif Lenuach, that's Gemara's Kasha. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but Gag Sheyesh Le'Maka Askino. We're talking about a Gag that has a wall around it, a fence around it. And therefore, the wind can't blow anywhere because it's contained in the fence. And once it reaches inside the airspace of the fence, so it's Megareshes because it's Seif Lenuach. Ula Bar Menashe, Mishmei Davi Me'amar, talking about it was loved. It was within three tefachim of the roof. The chal pachos me shloisha samach legag kegag dami. Any time it's within three tefachim of the roof, it's like on the gag. I can ask me what happened to the mishtamer. So Rashi says the halichatz mishtamer is the chal denayach begava because it has mechitzas yud tefachim. It has mechitzas yud tefachim. Therefore, it's called mishtamer, and we're not worried about any problem mishtamer since it reached, it's like it landed on the roof already. So there's no problem with Seifel Lenuach. And the whole question was that Seifel Lenuach, it's going to blow away. Here it landed already. Within 3 days, it's like landed already. So it's sitting there. It's not Mishtameris. No, it has Mechitzas around it. That's Mishtameris, at least from Ganovim, because it's up there. It's up there. It's on top of the roof. So like upon him, that's the answer. Either Pshat is, has a Micah, and that's why it reaches the airspace, it's Taka, a Kenyan. Or it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, and therefore it's command the manach dami. It's like it's landed already, and therefore it's not a problem. Zok the Gemara vayta hu mil maila. What happens if he's on the roof and she's on the bottom? So it says it's a good get once it reaches this ear space of the chatzar. Frek Gemara v'lo minter, the same problem that there, the gag is much higher. Once it goes over the airspace of the chatz, it might get blown away. So it's not Seif Lenuach, Rashi says. So I ain't Seif Lenuach. I feel loibost leka. Even if it doesn't, no fire. The Asi Zika, the Dach, the Chotz Mechitzes, Rashi says, wind will blow it away. So my answer is, the case was that the mechitzas of the chatzar were higher than the mechitzas on top of the gag. That means when it leaves the airspace of the gag, it's contained in the airspace and in the fence of the chatzar, because the fence of the chatzar was very tall. For example, let's say the roof is 20 feet high and it has a fence of 5 feet. So it's 25 feet high is the fence. The fence around the chatzar was 30 feet high. So when I put it over the fence and send it into the chatzar, it's already inside the mechitzas of the outside one, which is the chatzar. And therefore, the wind won't blow it away. And the din of Avish is for the Nuach. The mechitzas were higher, which means the chatzar, the mechitzas of the chatzar were higher than the Yonis. The mechitzas tachtonis was higher than the Yonis. Who is this like that you're telling me that this Mishnah is working with Seifel Lenuach, it's going to land, and therefore it's Ke'ilu, it's put in the Chatzah, or put in the Gag for the same price. It's Ke'ilu, it's on the Gag, it's on the roof. Omer Rab Abba Le'ula, Kaman, Ke'Rebbe, is that like Rebbe? Dama Klutuk Mishochad Amya? That means in Masechta Shabbos, there's a Machlekes, if you throw something from Rosh Hashirabim to Rosh Hashirabim through Rosh Hashiyachid. What's the Halacha? So Rebbe says that Ke'Mishochad Amya, it's Ke'ilu, it landed on the ground. And if you throw from Mishurabim, it's Ke'ilu land of Shizyachid. Lachid, you're not allowed to throw something from Mishurabim to Shizyachid. So here, you threw from Mishurabim, even less than the Alam, as it went through Shizyachid, the Lach is the Yechayiv, because Ke'ilu land of Shizyachid, because Klutok Mishokadamia. If it's colored in a place of Shizyachid, it's like it landed. So Rabbi Avitaz Lula, is this like Rebbe? on Malay, and he says, no, Filotem Rabban, even Rabban will argue over there by Shabbos, Adkan le Plig Rabban Allah, the Rabbi Elin Shabbos, only Gavish Shabbos, there has to be Hanacha and Rishos. Avahacha Meshem and Turihu. Here, by Kinyonim, the Kinyon is totally in, if it's the owner of the Rishos is Shailit, he's the one who's in control of the Chepetz. So once he's in control of the Chepetz, it's in his protection, then you have a Kinyan Chatz already. Doesn't Dafka have to be a Hanacha? As long as it's in your protection, and it could be, and Soifa Lenuach, that's enough, a Kuliyama. When it comes to Kinyan Chatz, when it comes to Kiyonim, that's enough. The Gabi Shabbos has to actually have Hanacha. The Gabi Kiyonim, as long as it's in your control, that's enough. That's the case. And Omalei Rabbi Zera Rabbi Asi, Kaman Karevi. He says, Rabbi, Dama Kalutu Mishoch Adamya, that as long as it's in Mechitza Tzkilo landed, Omalei, no, Apilatim Rabban, and Adkan Lampig Rabban allowed the Rabbi El in Yashabbos. The only time the Rabban on Agar Rabbi is only Gabi Shabbos. Of Halkom Shementuru, who Vakal Kaminter, the Gabi Kinyonim, it is watched, and it is in your control, and therefore it's called a kinyan. So basically, the Gemara is explaining pshat. In the case of Chatzar, was the mechitzas were higher than the gag. That's number one, and number two is that it goes even for the rabbanim, because here it's shumenturihu, and therefore it's a kinyan Chatzar. It said in the Mishnah nimchak. It says in the Mishnah that if something if it gets erased after I threw it off the gag into the Chatzar and it didn't land yet, but it got erased, it's already kinyan because it's in the avir Chatzar, in the airspace of the Chatzar. That's only if it's on the way down. But when you're standing on the roof and you throw it up over the fence and they'll go down, so on when it's projecting up, then it burns or gets erased, then the halacha is it's not a good get. It's not called Sefer Nuach on the way up. Only on the way down is called Sefer Nuach. Rashi says, even if it went into the Aver Chatzar, still ain't a Mikareshis. Why? The Derech Siluk Lay Mikra Nesina, El Derech Hanachasi Lav Rishusa. Because when it's going up, it's not called a Nesina. It's not going to her, it's going away. When it comes back down, that's when it's called. With the Din Sefer Nuach, it's considered a Nesina into her Rishus and into her Yad, then it's a good get. It said in Mishnah Nisaf, whatever gets burnt, it says also it's still Megareshes because it went into her avir, into her airspace. That's only if, when I threw the get off the roof, there was no dleka, no fire yet. If the fire was there before the get, and I threw it into the chasa over the fire, loy. My time with Carlos Revik Ozel, that was ready to be burnt. It can't be called Seif Lenuach. It can't be called that Seif Lenuach in your chasa. It was ready projected to be burnt. It went right over, the fire was there first, and therefore, it will not be a good get, such a case. So, tomorrow, Rav Chista. Rav Chista. Rishuyais Chalukais Begitin. Rav Chista says that when it comes to Gitin, then the halacha is, if I lend you a place in my chatzar that you could mekabel your get, I only allowed that place, not a different place. And Rashi says what it means like this, that if I lent you my roof, you can't use the bayis, or you can't use the chatzar, because the two mekaymes le mushli and chi. That's what he said, that's this memra. He says that, Rav Chista says, Rav Chista chalukas v'gitin. Amalei Rami bar Chama l'Ravam, no le sabaha, le sabaha. How does Rav Chista, the Saba, how did the older Meira, how does he know this? Where's the halacha from? So he answered, it's our Mishnah. It's our Mishnah. I'll bring you a raya that our Mishnah is going with this svara. Why? Because what's the case of our Mishnah? Let's read the Mishnah. She's standing on the roof. And the husband threw her a get. Once the get reaches the ear space of the gag, raise megareshes. If it's her gag, and it's her chatzah, so long the avir gag. You don't need the avir gag. Once it reaches the avir chatzah, it's enough. It doesn't have to reach the gag because it's her chatzah and her gag. So if everything belongs to her, you don't need avir gag. Ella must be begag the day of chatzah day. It all belongs to him, to the husband. Kegil avir gag mayhava. It doesn't help when it reaches the avir gag because it belongs to the husband. So what's the case that the airspace of the gag is kaina in the first case of the Mishnah? Whose gag is that? El pshita must be begag the da. It's her roof. Vechatzah the day. And it's his chatzah. Okay, we established that very clearly, because only when it gets to the gag is it kana, it must be it's her gag and not her chatzah. Okay, same as seifa, who my love him lamata, he's on the roof and she's on the bottom. Vizarkula, and he threw the get. Has to leave the gag, go over the airspace of the chatzah, then it's megareshes, even if it ultimately gets burnt. Viva gag dida, but we're talking about till now her roof. V'chotidein, his chotzer. My megareshes, why megareshes? It never reached her chotzer. That was not her chotzer, it was his chotzer. Ella must be, that's the opposite case. Begag, Ella must be, first Rosh Hashanah is this way, Ella must be, begag di day v'chotzido. Yeah, the opposite case. That's a gag of his gag and her chotzer, like the opposite case to Reisha. I'm more bothered by that. Reisha begag di do v'chotzid di day. The Reisha is talking about where it's her roof and his chotzer. Seifa begag di day v'chotzid di do. So what's going on over here? Chayra, that's very sfer. Elav, he says, I'll tell you pshat in our Mishnah. It all belongs to the husband. And he lent her one spot. Unless he lent to the gag, so then it has to reach the gag. Or he lent to the chotzer, it has to reach the chotzer. It's a raya that Rashuya is chaluka is by getting alav. The usla makaim, he lent her a makaim. The chad makaim, must inchi. Trem comes lam unshi inchi. A person, when he lends you a makaim, he means one makaim, not two makaimis. So that's the raya to this aside that Rashuya is chaluka is by getting. On Malay, so he says, no, that's not a raya. You know, Rav Chama asked Rava, what's the raya? Rava said, this is the raya. Rav Chama is back, no, that's not the raya. It's not a good raya. Midiri, dim hakdi zvagdi so. Reish just talking about begag di da. The reish one was her gag v'chatzid di day, and seifa begag di day v'chatzid da. And seifa begag di, it's his gag and it's her chatzid. Why can't you say like that? And that's why it's megar shabav v'chatzid. But maybe if they're both his, maybe you do say he's not makvil like Rashi says. It's no raya. It's not a raya. That's a member of a chista. But the Mishnah is not a raya. The Mishnah is very probable like we're talking about that she owns the reish is she owns the roof and he owns the chatzid. And the safe is the opposite. She owns the chaser and he owns the roof. That can be shad mishnah. It's not a raya to the din of shuris chalukah is by getin.